This is Lewis Navalier. It is Monday, March 23rd. Well, everybody, the good news is we now have unlimited quantitative easing from the Fed. They threw in the kitchen sink this morning before the market opened. And so the Fed will now control Treasury bond yields. They were controlling them on Thursday and Friday, and they will now continue to control them. And the 10-year Treasury bond yield is down nicely today. They are also controlling the mortgage-backed securities market, and they've allocated $300 billion to help other markets. You know, they've intervened in the commercial paper market, which is a money market instrument. That's where companies sell their receivables and things. They've intervened in the muni market. They're now intervening in business loans. And when the bill passes in the Senate, they'll even have more money. So that's good because, see, credit markets weren't acting right a couple weeks ago. And even last Wednesday, they weren't quite right. But they were fixed on Thursday, Friday, and today. So that's the good news, okay? The bad news, of course, is there are no more humans on the stock exchange. It's all electronic today. It is all supply and demand. And the markets are fickle. And some of the floor traders don't like the new system. But that's what we have right now. And but the Dow's dividend yield is pushing 4%. There's been a lot of big dividend cuts. Boeing's, dividend eliminations. Boeing's the latest. Before that, it was Ford. And before that, it was Darden Restaurants. So, but even with those cuts, you know, the Dow almost yields 4%. The S&P yields 3.2%. And the 10-year Treasury is at 0.71% as I talk to you. So I expect that the dividend stocks will save the market initially, and then it will spread to growth stocks as we get into the earnings announcement season. And I have to tell you, I just did our large cap growth research, and I'm shocked that we don't have analyst cuts. I think most analysts are isolated. They're shocked. Obviously, the coronavirus has taken a toll on the greater New York area. And I'm looking for some analyst cuts in the first week of April because I don't want to go in there and buy stocks or they're going to have analyst cuts. But by and large, I'm shocked at the analyst community, how quiet they are right now. The other thing is when I ran my research we do every weekend, we had literally four Chinese stocks show up and one Taiwanese company show up to buy. And that's after we go through all the fundamentals. Some of these we've been in and out of in the past. And so what's happened in Asia is they're over the hump with the coronavirus. There has been a relapse in some countries, including South Korea, which is the best example of our medical system. So we all keep watching what happened to South Korea. But the fact that I'm getting what I call an Asian invasion of new stocks showing up on my radar, I think is a good thing. And I think we're going to have a U.S. invasion when our stay-at-home orders are lifted. Obviously, the stay-at-home orders are now expanding to encompass more states. I believe Louisiana, Illinois are in that camp now. We have the National Guard activated for three states, Washington State, New York, California. So this is getting to be pretty darn interesting, okay? And when Mike Pence was talking on Sunday, he was saying that we were in day seven of a 15-day shutdown. So I guess today's day eight. So I want to know what happens after 15 days. We need to see the light at the end of the tunnel. We need to know when things can be lifted. And, of course, what they're waiting to see is after all the because of all the testing, they want to see, of course, when the coronavirus cases finally plateau and start to meander a little lower. They want to, eventually start lifting the curbs. And we just don't know, are they going to be lifting them in 10 days? Are they going to be lifting them in 30 days? I mean, what are our rules here? So, the federal government has effectively shut down the U.S. economy. And And speaking of the federal government, we have five senators on self-quarantine. And Rand Paul has the coronavirus, apparently. Amy Klobuchar's husband has it. So so we'll see what happens here. But it's kind of, hopefully they can still vote on a relief package, even though they all have to start isolating themselves. So the only glitch in the relief package is Senator Schumer doesn't want some of the corporate aid, even though corporations are major employers. You know, obviously they don't want to, the government doesn't want to hand out cash, have stock buybacks and all that stuff. They want it all to go to the people. So, and the executives are all supposed to take pay cuts and all that stuff. But soon, if you made less than $200,000 in 2018, you're supposed to get a direct deposit in your checking account as long as you file electronically. If you file by paper, you'll get a check in the mail. So the government wants to be handing out money pretty darn quick. And a lot of small businesses can apply for SBA loans to get 2 weeks of payroll. And apparently those loans become grants. So, you know, hopefully the Senate will pass the relief and that'll give us a bit of a bump. But the main thing we have to see is they have to eventually let us out of our homes and we have to get going again. In the meantime, I still like some of the strength I see under the surface. It is too early to buy anything other than dividend stocks right now. I need to see the analyst comments in early April. This is kind of like what happens in the holidays. You know, the week between Christmas and New Year's is a dead week. And we know that the analysts are out skiing or doing whatever they do. And then come in January, they start to change their estimates. That's what I want to see. I want to see the analyst estimate changes. Clearly, their stocks are going to be oases. Others are going to be vulnerable for a bit. And as soon as I get a handle on the analyst changes, then I'll figure out a good time if it's time to jump in feet first. But I think we have to literally have guidance from the government. When bars and restaurants can reopen, when we can get out of our houses and get out and about. And as soon as we get wind of that, then the U.S. should take off just like a lot of the Asian stocks have taken off. So so I have hope here, folks. I know this is very painful for a lot of you, and I know for those of you in the greater New York area, it's going to be extremely stressful because you're a hot spot, for lack of a better word. And you know, it's just very unsettling. Here in Florida, there was a video on the internet of a bunch of military vehicles on a train headed north. And so whether they're going to a military base or they're going to New York City, that causes a lot of speculation. But, you know, it's, you know, now that the National Guard's being activated to help in certain states, it's getting to be very, very serious. So, well, that said, the good news, interest rates are now under control by the central banks. Our Fed is literally doing everything it can. And so we don't expect Treasury bond yields to spike anymore. That gives us confidence to go buy the dividend stocks, which have been doing much, much better since last Thursday. We've had a lot of dramatic bounces in them. And as we see that dividend stock relief, we'll eventually get our growth stock relief, although I've had some growth stocks bounce on the surface. Again, I need to see the analyst comments in April. And then I'll make a decision whether it's time to jump in or not on the growth side. I think we're going to also need evidence when they're going to lift the stay-at-home orders and businesses can restart. But then we'll have our own explosion, just like the Asian stocks are exploding now. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. That's your update. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. But hang in there, folks. I know it's very, very painful, but at least the credit markets are working, and there's hope, and that's the main thing I wanted to stress today. Take care, everyone. Louis Navalier.